Okay, Radio Krishna 101 or Priya Ratha, probably. It's probably Priya Ratha. About this, you know, japa. Can just stick this in somewhere. Or in general, when you see a devotee, or you learn to know a devotee who doesn't behave the way you do and you learn that the devotee should behave. Maybe someone, and I even spoke like that. Japa, you can chant with your mouth loudly or whisper or chant in your mind. And Sanatana Goswami explains that this Manasa Japa is the most powerful because it's meditation directly. Now, Prabhupada said we should chant out loud. I hear someone raise the thing, you know, his voice and finger. And yes, he did, and I mentioned that too. And of course, he knew and he knows how we beginners are, especially Western youth. We'd fall asleep, can't even meditate, and he saw that. His disciples falling asleep during lectures and while chanting. He was pragmatic. So therefore I say, you decide. And that thing, you know, you decide, and I decide for myself, and we all do. That means preserving and respecting each other's integrity. And that's much what I want to. And not only me. I think I'm speaking for quite a few of us. Put a focus on, a big priority on. We speak fine words about Vaishnava Sangha, Vaishnava etiquette, loving relationship between Vaishnavas, but they are not part of a program, or as etiquette sometimes is, right? That's what I saw with my parents' generation. And that's why I didn't even like the word etiquette, because it was about behaving in a certain way, no matter how you actually felt. And then all the backstabbing and gossip around it all. So, but really, this is what it's about. Not pretending, but actually respecting each other's integrity. He's good, she's good, I'm good. We are trying our best here. And someone may go on every Saturday Harinam. Some men never show up. It doesn't make them less devotees. It means for some reason they chose not to. Maybe they have no time, no energy. And I'm saying this because I know, as well as we all know, or my generation at least, that, and I would say it probably easily happens in groups like this, religious groups, you know, where there are these wholesale commitments expected. You give your life to your guru. You know, that's a heavy thing. And I think that most of us who went through such which is, as I often say, it's a group psychology thing. It's not built into, for instance, International Society of Krishna Consciousness or any of those traditions, wisdom traditions. And I would say in India, Krishna consciousness is most probably, I don't know, more naturally integrated, you know, the Vaishnava, even Gaudiya Vaishnava culture is integrated into the society. But here we try to make our own society, looking in the books and Prabhupada, you know, the Indians, and then wham, you have to look like this, live like this, do like that. And of course Prabhupada, he established that in his temples, in the ashram, you know, those who were going to be priests and represent. That department, so to speak, to take care of the temples and the ashrams. But then there are all the others living in all kinds of ways in society, different jobs, different places. You can't just have one mold for everyone to be pushed and pressed into. Something along that line.